Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants or flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, April 16th, 2013, and this is Peter Langendorf, MEC Communications Committee Vice Chairperson, reporting. On Monday, two bombs were detonated near the finish line of the Boston Marathon in Boston, Massachusetts. Three people were killed and over 170 were injured, some critically. As first responders ourselves, such acts of terrorism affect us in a unique way. We are reminded of the critical role we play in aviation security. Remain vigilant and maintain situational awareness, both on board the aircraft and while on layovers. We know that our Boston-based flying partners may find this tragedy particularly personal, and any of us may have difficulty working through the stress and emotions such disturbing acts can cause. All of us should take care of ourselves and each other, and reach out to your local EAP if additional support is needed. The phone number for the AFA EAP International Helpline is 1-800-424-2406. This week, the FAA issued an airworthiness directive for all next-gen Boeing 737 airplanes, which includes the 600, 700, 700C, 800, 900, and 900ER models. The AG requires that each aircraft be inspected for a faulty pin in the horizontal stabilizer. The vast majority of subsidiary Continental 737s will have this inspection. At subsidiary United, we will take delivery of 50 737-900s later this year. These 737s will replace the less fuel-efficient 757s we are selling to FedEx or otherwise retiring. We have to make sure knives are not allowed back on our planes. At great cost, we know the danger of lifting the ban on knives. The knives will be allowed in our aircraft cabin on April 25, 2013, if we don't fight back now. TSA Administrator Pistole has said the only way he will back down is if Congress makes him. We need to flood congressional offices with calls right now and every day until we achieve a law that ensures no knives ever again. Dial 202-224-3121. And ask the Capitol switchboard operator to connect you with your representative. The entire nation is watching this issue. We are leading the national debate. Let's show everyone that flight attendants will not back down. This will have lasting implications for every issue we face. The time is now to exercise the strength we have by taking action together. The current bid for partnership number 9 is open and will close on April 24th, 2013, at 8 a.m. Central Time. This partnership flying opportunity will commence on June 1st, 2013, and conclude on August 30th, 2013. If you wish to participate, be sure your bid is on file by the close date. Please visit unitedafa.org for a useful Q&A guide. It was a lean year for United CEO Jeff Smyzek, who saw his compensation decline 41%, from $13.4 million to $7.9 million. Although his base pay of $975,000 was unchanged, his other compensation fell to $6.6 million from $11.9 million. Not so coincidentally, United was ranked dead last, beaten out even by Express affiliates, at number 14 out of 14 in the highly respected airline quality rating. Jeff's merger remains significantly behind schedule, with only the pilots achieving a merged contract, while at the same time, United posted a loss of $723 million for 2012. One can't help but wonder for how much longer the shareholders and United Board of Directors will continue to ignore the stark disconnect between our CEO's performance and pay. United's performance was lackluster under Jeff's leadership, much like many of his failed promises to shareholders about our progress in United's merger. Earlier today, American Airlines experienced a nationwide failure of their reservation system, resulting in a complete ground delay of American's operation until 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Those of us who commute and rely on American should consider making backup travel arrangements until their system is restored. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.